Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The DH, Thad Bosley. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librandt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni juggles the ball. That's an error on Balboni. Cooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Librandt fires to first and picks off Deer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Librand covering, for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cooper strikes out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs scores. It's 2 to nothing, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards second. White can't make a play. That's a base hit. Brock moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Brock trying to get to home. Jackson throws the ball into Quirk, who tags Brock, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Surhoff moves to second. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Librand fires to first and has Yount trapped. There's the throw to Salazar who tags Yount for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive towards first. Brock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam can't make a play. That's a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sirhoff hits a line drive towards short. Salazar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Salazar applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Quirk reaches second base with a double. White scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Brewers. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana now playing shortstop. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sviem strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Farr now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dan Plesac now pitching. Hal McRae pinch hits for Thad Bosley. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Far fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Mike Felder pinch runs for Glenn Braggs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing right field. Mike Felder now playing left field. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana strikes out. Two outs. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.